This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescriptions or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $30 off your contact lenses by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW and enter the promo code WDW. I'll talk a little bit more about them later with our friend Matt Lott. We'll check it out in just a little bit. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, January 20. Something's happening off screen right now. January 24th, and this is episode 15. 98. So close to 1600.
You do realize that it is a audio podcast. Typically, everything that happens is off screen for the majority of the consumer.
Yes, well, I was distracted by Matt Lott and the Grease showing each other funny memes. I
apologize.
Well, we're talking today. Are we good? Are we good,
we're
guys?
Good. We're okay. Good.
Settle down. Y'all are crazy. Terry just got back from Disney World. Never said that one before.
Well, I got back from Orlando and happened to swing by.
You were just there.
I was in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And we flew to Florida, particularly the Orlando International Airport, and you just happened to stop by.
I went down there for the free Wi-Fi, and then I sauntered on over to Disney World.
Not a fan of that Go-Go, whatever it is. What is it called?
The GoPros. They're little cameras.
No, like that. What's the internet in airports a lot of times?
Oh, the
Boingo.
Boingo. Never works right.
Never.
Take your money and run.
Yep. It's very expensive.
Yeah, too expensive. It's like Southwest. Can we not just include this? Like,
right.
Right? What?
It's 2018.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. $8.
We're really almost episode 1600 Southwest.
Right.
Make it happen.
Do we really need to be this way anymore? But either way, you just got back from the Orlando area that happened to include Walt Disney World trip. What'd you do?
I was there for some meetings and some planning for the thing, and so I wanted to stop by and see some of the...
If people don't know, the thing is your conference.
Yes.
Because if you just say planning for the thing, it's like, we'd be like, what? What thing?
What? Yeah.
It's your conference, your entrepreneurial conference that runs in May.
May, yes.
So you were there for that.
Yep.
And yeah, so I just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, my buddy McNair Wilson was down there, and he asked me to swing by a conference he was speaking at. So I did that, and then kind of checked out Disney Springs, and
you did a lot of swinging.
Yeah, not a whoa.
McNair and Ric Flair, close.
Mm.
I want to see McNair,
but yet completely different.
Woo. Can you imagine him doing that?
One is the one? Space Mountain.
Uh-huh.
The other created Space Mountain.
Yes. No, he didn't create it.
He didn't. I mean, that was as close as I could get.
Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
And I'm funny. Wearing
I like
my
to call
Space
it Disney
Mountain
Springs.
I do too. I've moved on. I've moved on from that argument.
Like 20 years ago.
It's dead to me. It's
he wasn't a fan of that at all.
No, he didn't like that.
No, he didn't.
Well, if you created something and they changed it.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. Matt Lott's t-shirt order came
I
in.
I do.
He's got the Space Mountain.
Got a Space Mountain retro shirt.
It's retro. Retro Space Mountain.
All right, back to what you were doing, what you did.
Actually, just went straight to the Character Warehouse, which is the
outlet store.
The outlet store, which if you're in Orlando and you want to go and bring some folks home some souvenirs, it's always a great place to go and get some shirts or some various like they had all of the pins from the marathon. So you really felt bad for people who like paid to run the marathon.
Yeah,
they bought a pin 2 weeks ago for $25. It was $1.99.
Yeah, because that market is gone.
The market's gone. So.
So the Character Warehouse, that is at the premium outlets.
The premium outlets, yeah, off of Vineland Road there.
Yeah, off property, but you're right. It's worth a trip if you're over there. If you're up for you saving some money and doing some good shopping, they got some good stuff.
Yeah, I got a Tervis for Happily Ever After that was like $30 for $4.
Yeah, and it's a lot of things also that would be like, oh, because it's now 2018, everything 2017. All that kind of stuff is always
weirdly
fun.
There's a lot of stuff that's still in the parks for sale.
Yeah.
Which
just overstocked it or something.
Yeah, they've just bought too much of it. Finally got myself a Porg mug, which I hadn't done, but they were
marked down. They have them here at our outlet as well.
So
So you went to character. What else did you do?
And then went over to have lunch at Art Smith's because I always got to hit up homecoming while I'm in town if I can. And just kind of walked around Disney Springs just to see kind of, I hadn't been there and really just to enjoy Disney Springs in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I've kind of walked around Disney Springs where I was like, oh, this really isn't under construction anymore. Although I think on the west side, you're really about to go full on. Because Disney, I didn't go that far down because Disney Quest is literally a hole in the ground, which is really strange to see. La Nuba is obviously closed now, so they're kind of preparing for the Cirque Disney show. And walking around, I actually went to the Ganachery, which I had never actually been in because it's the size of a closet.
Yeah, where is that?
It is across from the Hangar Bar.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I know what you're
talking about. What's Ganache? Like, isn't ganache like a thing? And then that's the ganachery?
Presumably.
Like a nursery for ganaches?
Yeah, apparently. Mm.
Is it like a dessert or something? What is it?
It's a chocolate place.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's all
beautiful. I'm not totally crazy.
If you're looking for a $20 piece of chocolate, it's your place to go.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, they gave me some samples. It was great. I mean, I was there when no one was there. It was obviously, I think it was in the lower 40s that morning.
Yeah,
so it was pretty cold, so it was pretty thin. But yeah, I got to see kind of how things were kind of coming along, and most everything is open except for the restaurant that used to be Portofino. And I saw a sign that's...
And even the brand new, Enzo's is open.
Yeah,
they said it's kind of hidden.
I did eat there.
How was it? What is it? For people don't know. It's kind of my Planet Hollywood, right?
It is right next to where the Edison is. So if you were thinking of old Pleasure Island, it was the stage. And Pleasure Island is where this is. And they have three restaurants. They have the Hideaway, which is like this little round circular speakeasy kind of thing. A quick service for like pizza. And then this restaurant that's supposedly themed like a giant airport.
Oh, that's something fun.
Yeah.
Welcome. Here's back to the airport. If you wanted your vacation to end just a little earlier, we've decided to make an airport themed. What? You already have the hangar. How many airplane themed restaurants do we need here?
Or things with airport springs.
Well, they're actually all just like little kiosks with sandwiches, and you gotta pick and choose what you want.
Swipe your card. It's a food scan court. Scan your ID. It takes forever.
Wait in security.
Yeah.
You literally go up to the counter, and there's a guy like in a pilot outfit, which was a little awkward.
Yeah.
People running ragged through their snack credits at that place.
You know, I mean, it is owned and operated by the Patina Group, which is who operates Morimoto.
Yes.
Which is, I think, their best execution of a restaurant. And then they also operate the restaurants in Italy.
What did you eat?
I had chicken parm.
Uh-huh.
Let's just say on a list
of like Disney Italian, which is not necessarily the greatest. Where does this rank for you?
So I had their the best thing I had was the arancini di carne, which are basically little fried risotto meatballs.
Okay,
that was really good. We had,
and you ate in the airport.
The airport, okay. the sit down restaurant.
Was there a Cinnabon next to it, or like how that did
would have
that
been
work
great
out?
If you could have ordered a Cinnabon for dessert.
Perfect.
What was a little weird is we were with a couple of other folks, and like they were out of everything. Like they were out of everything, not because they sold out of it, just because they couldn't find it.
What?
What does that mean?
Like McNair ordered a bottle of wine, and they're like, "Oh, we can't, don't have that, sir." And they have a massive, massive.
And they just opened a couple days ago, right?
Right. But the waiter that we had was basically like, "We keep changing everything." Apparently, that was the first day the chicken parm came with spaghetti.
Hmm.
I think they're just trying to figure it out. How to make that different than all of the other restaurants that are down there.
So what else were they out of? Just the wine or more things?
A few of the menu items on the menu. And
did they call all of that your luggage?
No.
Like when they were like, we can't find
it. Is there like a travel and light section?
No.
I would.
Carry-ons. It's appetizer.
I would definitely put it in the I don't get it category.
Okay.
I like it.
It's there. The food's okay. A lot of the Disney Springs restaurants.
There's
even
a rating system. It's called good, bad. I don't get it.
When your theming just goes out of control. And
the theme, that, well, that's the other thing, is the theming is the walls are all white. There's some silver like highlights like you'd see like in an airport or like a cruise ship. Uh-huh. Giant windows. And that's kind of it. It sort of looks like a big open like hotel ballroom. It's definitely not like over the top.
This is sounding great.
No. I would not put it on your must-do Disney list for sure. Open Table has started to add reservations for a lot of the Disney Springs and even some like the Grand Floridian Cafe and a few others. So that's a good chance if you...
So that one is Maria and Enzo's Restaurante.
Maria and Enzo's Restaurante.
And that's the real deal.
The real deal.
I always see these people posting about the Hideaway. I think maybe that's because it's actually themed kind of cool. It looks interesting. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at pictures of this. Yeah, interesting. But you did go, I mean, a topic of conversation that a lot of Disney fans have had, you did go to the Edison.
And as a caveat, I went with one of the people that created the restaurant or the club that occupied it there. So I did kind of have a little bit of his...
chip on his shoulder.
A little chip on his shoulder over the Adventures Club.
What? It was Adventures Club? Is that what
that was? Where the Adventures Club was right by the stage.
Completely new building, though?
Oh, completely new building.
Because, like, Morimoto is still the same building.
Well, I think they kind of, there's bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
Edison is, like, the outside of the building is pretty cool. The Edison is basically a duplicate of, if you go to downtown LA, there's an Edison club in LA that's literally in a former power plant. You go down several levels. They didn't really have to theme it because it was a power plant.
Yeah.
So they tried to take that same vibe and duplicate it here. It's the same patina group, so it's the same similar food as next door, but not necessarily Italian themed.
Yeah, but quality wise,
I didn't eat anything there, but I've heard the food's not horrible.
Another one of the ranking systems, not horrible.
I spent a lot of time in the music business, and I've been around a lot of rock bands. It is the loudest room I've ever been in my life.
Hmm. Due to music or people?
Due to music. I have never heard Lady Marmalade at like 129 decibels. I mean, it was just like...
You've never lived, Terry.
They were singing that.
Do they have live lobster they're cooking in the back? You don't want to like hear them scream or something?
Like, what's the deal? They do like dancers, right?
I know they have a girl that like hula hoops and does some like stuff.
Like, the pictures I've seen have there's entertainment. There's like 20 girls who are done up and do...
Yeah, I didn't see that
shows.
When I was there.
Okay.
I think there's some entertainment, but it all just, it definitely feels, you know, a lot of people keep saying, you know, what is Disney thinking when they do these things? Mm-hmm. They're not. These aren't Disney products. These are Disney leased a space to a company that is putting their own product there.
Yeah.
So it's not like Disney's Edison as like it would be Disney's
Tiffin's. Like, are people wearing Disney tags or anything?
I mean, I think they're wearing just a normal, like if you... Like the round name tags.
If it was Morimoto, they don't. So I was wondering if it was the same. If like
honestly, don't I didn't pay that.
Yeah, like I noticed they went very far in the direction of this disconnecting you from Disney, and I liked that about Morimoto, but you think Edison kind of went too far into that?
I think if you put a little more theming in it, I think it would be a pretty cool place. I mean, it's a little strange because the band walks out to play music, and it's supposed to be a 1930s club.
Yeah,
and so they walk out with iPads. It just doesn't really fit the theming.
All right. So,
but I mean, I think it is definitely a classy place. I kind of wish it was quieter in there. So it would be a great place just to hang and have conversation, have drinks. But when the band is playing, because it's two stories,
yeah,
at least that I saw, there may be another one that I just missed. But you walk in kind of on the second story and the music is on the first story. I mean, it was, you weren't talking to any, you were not having a conversation. Unless you were yelling at someone.
Sorry, there's some sort of...
What did you end up having?
I didn't eat anything at the Edison.
You just walked around?
Okay. You just looked around.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything else you did while you were there that you haven't done?
To Festival of the Arts at Epcot, yes. Which is probably the thing I spent the most time doing.
So it is essentially like a food and wine or the flower and garden, but this is artists show up with their booths and sell paintings and... A lot of Disney licensed.
If you've ever remembered the old Festival of the Masters that used to be at Disney's downtown Disney and the West End, it's kind of a combination of that and food and wine. Hmm. Food and wine in all the festivals at Epcot have kind of become like a regular.
Yeah, like there's only a few weeks off.
yeah, we were going through the gates, and then some cast member said under their breath, like, who apparently wasn't into it, was like, "Hey, welcome to Festival Park," because it is just kind of one festival after the other. Because as soon as this is over, it goes into Flower and Garden.
Yeah.
What do they have in the summer there? The
would that cast member get in trouble?
I don't know.
I feel like they
I
would.
Feel like that's
probably.
I feel like
so. Go, yeah, it goes Flower and Garden, and then Food and Wines after that, right?
Well, there's something with the summer with the Eat to the Beat.
Eat to the Beat is part of the. There's the Flower Power thing, but that's during.
And then there's like cover bands in the summer. I forget what that is.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Sounds Like Summer, something yeah, like yeah, that. Yeah. I've never been there for that.
I don't know if they're gonna have.
In this, they've also had. They have live music. During the Festival of the Arts, it's Broadway themed. I think we talked about that because it was the website. It was, attention, nerds. If you like Broadway, nerds. Like, eventually, I think it said, like, attention, Disney, or essentially, attention, Broadway geeks. Come on down. Like, yeah. Are you insulting
such
me now?
Great marketing.
Like, I understand, like, it's a hipper term to be a geek now, but, like, come on, Disney. Just be like, say attention.
If you like Star Wars.
Nerd.
Nerd.
We're opening up Nerdland. Don't even think about coming
if you
to
have
Epcot.
A Disney annual pass, nerd.
I'm probably going to offend someone, but I'm going to go ahead and just say it anyways. It was the first time I watched around Epcot and went, is this a flea market?
Offended.
Because there was the art booths, which kind of made sense, right? A lot of them were Disney artists.
Yeah.
Totally made sense.
Selling their product. There's like, Disney-themed art.
And then there's paintings. A rando person selling birdhouses made for fairies. There's
interesting.
There's.
I don't think they're fairy houses meals. Made for birds, right? I don't think they're birdhouses yes. made for fairies. Well,
fairies don't exist.
I think it's the opposite.
Terry.
But I understand okay. what you're saying. But you're saying there's like a craft fair element to it.
Yes,
that's not something I thought. I thought this was going to be like high end art.
No, that's like the same thing as going into the Mexico Pavilion.
We're selling the guitars that are made out of like a beer can. You know what I'm talking about?
Are there like, I know like knockoff like Nike shoes, but with like the Disney logos on them or something? Like
babushka dolls or whatever the next
thing is. Buy two, get four free.
Tupac rug.
It wasn't that bad, but there was definitely like, there were definitely places where you're walking. And they're the same as like you'd see in a craft share, like a tented booth.
Could you buy bunnies or ducks?
Or dogs.
No.
Or dogs.
No. Okay. Well, there was not. There wasn't like a pickup backed up
was
in there.
Was there wrestling? Three.
Bunch of puppies. We don't know. They ain't got papers.
Found them.
Were there people handing out their demos like in wrestling posters? Yeah. If so, then.
Yeah, loitering is allowed during Festival of the Arts. It's the only time you're allowed to stand around and promote whatever you want.
Me.
No, just kidding. So that's not a glowing. This is not a glowing review trip, Terry. This is a lot of disappointment in. Go to Disney World. You can have a great time. There's a couple badly themed restaurants with mediocre food, a
Was
festival,
horrible?
An expensive flea market,
a flea market craft fair that you would find at your local fairgrounds.
I will say this about the food. It felt like they were truly celebrating the culinary arts. So a lot of the stuff was very, like I had a deconstructed Reuben. A lot of it was kind of.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
I was just like, saying that. Like,
you just had pieces of bread, some sauerkraut, like just all scattered across the plate.
Is it like a sandwich bowl?
Build it for you, and then you just like dipped your sauerkraut into some Thousand Island and slurped it like spaghetti.
I had a deconstructed bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit this morning. It was great. What's that? Just bacon and eggs.
You had a biscuit, had some bacon on the side. Yeah,
everything's
scrambled
in assembly line.
It was fancy man food. So if you like the. I did not go to the Broadway concert series. We kind of just walked by that, but and I did see the newly Hall of Presidents.
The newly Hall of Presidents.
The newly refurbished.
So, okay. Well, let's wrap up Epcot first. I think this is a good place to So Festival of the Arts, not worth the trip, probably.
If you love Disney art, that part was fantastic. There was almost every artist
that
was
kind of an expensive thing to just though be like yeah, I'm going to go drop a ticket and then buy a bunch of art. Like, it's not like those paintings go for
I mean, that's
10 bucks.
It's marketing towards the annual pass people, right?
I guess because it's set of a dead season.
I mean, yeah. I think
not, there's no dead season, but if there is, it's February.
Who know? They're right. truly marketing to, you know, Epcot, what keeps Epcot busy, the reason why they expanded is because it was just a couple weekends. Now it kind of runs throughout the week and they really beef it up on the weekends. They're going to the local Florida, a lot of the snowbirds. I mean, there was a lot of clearly people who live in Florida during the winter who were there and they were buying stuff for their families.
Do y'all ship to New York? Actually,
why do they sound like that?
I don't. They don't. It's weird. They don't. It's that's me.
Okay, so hopefully the Hall of Presidents was good. We're gonna wait though for a second. This is a good place now that we've had a depressing first half. Let's take a commercial break here and tell you about our friends at Simple Contacts. That's right, they're back. You know them. You love them. Matt Lott, you wear contacts every day, don't you?
I do every day.
You dread the annual appointment to renew that prescription?
I like to keep it simple.
And you tried Simple Contacts.
I did. It was a great process.
It's a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process very, very, well, simple. Get it? Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. They bring the doctor's office to your home. I mean, not actually to your home, because the vision test is online. It is designed by doctors, though, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. And Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection with every brand of lens, and their prices are hard to beat. And the eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. I do have to say the Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye exam. This is just for your renewals, but you can also go on there and place lots of different kinds of orders, and they are doing something really special for us. To save $30 on your first Simple Contacts order, go to simplecontacts.com/WDW or enter the promo code WDW at checkout. Again, that's simplecontacts.com/WDW. Use that promo code WDW at checkout. And you did that, right, Matt?
I did. It was, like I said, it was a simple process.
Oh, simple.
Yes. Customer satisfaction, very high.
Very good. Well, there you go. Take it from Matt Lott. He's not just a customer. Well, he's just a customer.
He's not just a customer.
He's also a spokesperson, but he's a customer. That's Simple Contacts again, simplecontacts.com/WDW or enter promo code WDW at checkout, and you're going to get $30 off your first order. Thanks to them for supporting us here at WDW today. Really happy to have them back. So, Terry, you now moved over to the Magic Kingdom. Same day? Is this different day?
No, different day.
How long were you there?
Got in Wednesday morning, and then we're kind of going all out of order, but that's okay.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be chronological trip report.
No.
No. There were some positive things that we skipped over. Maybe we'll come back to those. But we'll go on to Hall of... You want to talk about Hall of Presidents?
I guess. That's what you were leading into. If there's something positive, I would like to hear it.
So the positive thing that I did think about the Festival of the Arts is the old Odyssey.
Yes.
Which is what they're using for their festival center. There were a few really cool things in there. There was a art exhibit of like the poster art from around the world. So the different evolutions of like, you know, the Space Mountain poster attraction poster art. There was a really cool store that had a bunch of like all the Disney art books with like the Ink and Paint Girls book and the new book that Floyd Norman just did with Richard Sherman. They had a lot of those kind of things. Yeah, books from the Nine Old Men.
Yeah, I was there back during the Food and Wine, and it was like a cool setup there too. So I'm glad to see that space looks so much cleaner and nicer than it has in a long time.
Right, and they were doing Animation Academy in there.
Oh, nice. So brought that back. Just for Festival of the Arts.
Just for Festival of the Arts, or maybe they're testing it. Or
come on now. Just bring it back.
Just bring it back.
Bring it
so
back.
It was cool to see people in there drawing Pluto when I walked through there.
That's cool. All right, so Magic Kingdom, I guess.
Magic Kingdom. The first night when I went there, I went to Trader Sam's on the way. Into town, you got to hit Trader Sam's. And I actually interacted with Disney Twitter.
Still not getting to the Magic Kingdom.
We're working there. Well, I saw you did that because I responded too. Is it did appear that they were closed.
Yeah, just.
Because they had the weirdest tweet ever that was like, well, Sam's got stuck again. We'll be open at 1 tomorrow.
And then you responded. Sam is frozen in port.
Right. Yeah, it's like, okay, so.
Is he open?
I guess we're in port, so that makes sense that they'd be open. But this is like, it's just a fun way of saying. That we're opening early tomorrow. That's like, I think you need to clarify it. No, they never did. Yeah. But.
Yeah, which is always a great time at trading with Sam. Had a hippopotamai tai.
Hippopotamai tai.
Which they had have a new mug for that. So if you're a Trader Sam's collectible mug, they have a new hip.
How much that mug cost you?
The mug was only $9.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
But the drink was $28.
No, I think I got out of there for $20 with the mug and the drink.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
And it's a fun, you're not going to get that experience anywhere else unless you have a local tiki bar where they yell at you while you're in there.
Yeah. Mm. We have one local tiki thing here, but they don't serve alcohol. They also serve pretty mediocre food.
We're about to have a new tiki bar, though.
We are?
Yeah. Called Chopper.
Not the Omni Hut.
No, it is not the Omni Hunt. It is being run, owned by, and run by the former bar manager, program manager at Husk.
Oh, cool.
His name is Mike.
Shout out to Mike.
Yeah. Go to Chopper in Nashville, opening soon.
Well, you can go to the Omni Hunt in Smyrna, but fair warning. I'd read those TripAdvisor reviews before you go there. It's an experience like none other. Moving on. So you started there, took the boat from there, took the monorail.
That was the first night when we
went. Okay. Let's just, well, yeah. We'll disregard the chronological list of this.
We get to Magic Kingdom. I think we had swung by to do some stuff at Wilderness Lodge real quick. Ended up at Magic Kingdom and wanted to go straight to Hall of Presidents because I knew that was the newest thing to see. Obviously, did a few other things like Dumbo and such. So
You gotta.
We walked in there, and it was definitely, you could feel a little bit of tension in the room because it was very much, everyone was kind of unsure what was about to happen.
Now, was there a line or anything, or is it kind of back to business as usual to where Hall of Presidents is a, you know, corner of the room is full, you walk in and, you know.
There was a pretty good crowd in there.
Yeah. But there wasn't like a queue.
There was no queue.
Okay. I'm just curious. When it reopens, I'm not sure because last time I was plugged in, but not like I am now to where I don't remember there being a line ever for the Hall of Presidents. So.
Well, just that the lobby is sort of its own queue. They were very intentional about having a cast member storytelling in there, talking about presidential history, doing the whole spiel that they're the only other presidential seal. That it's the only place in the world where it is, maybe besides Philadelphia. And you get in the show, and the very first thing you see when you walk into the theater is a Disney security guard. So obviously they're very prepared for anybody that's not into the new show.
Yeah.
Which, I makes sense. This new show, I mean, obviously a lot of people have seen it. It's centered on the idea of the presidency. I've always loved Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
You and I, when we were there, we went to see the last, right before the President Obama show.
Yeah, the last iteration of the show, a couple weeks before they closed it. It's a great show.
It was a great show. And this one is
similar,
a great show.
Similar, and like the video presentation and all that, I think it's similar clips and things.
Similar clips, it's one of the...
The hits.
The hits.
Yeah.
This show, I mean, the narrative of our country for me is... I tend to be kind of a patriotic person, so it's definitely an emotionally moving show, and just you felt good about, America and how we got here and how we're still here. I loved Lincoln and Washington both speaking, and then obviously our current president spoke, and the animatronic from where I think I sat in the third row looked great. It didn't look quite as like weird as it does when you're seeing the like zoomed in.
Yeah, I think that's a problem we're seeing. And the Obama animatronic wasn't great either. Is those are not supposed to be zoomed in. Like, you're not supposed to see those here, right in front of your face. That's not the way that show works. You're at a distance, and you almost have to exaggerate features.
Right.
To make it look anything like the person from a distance. So I think I'm not saying it looks great. Trust me, it's not the best animatronic I've ever seen. But it's not as jarring, I think, as people.
But also think about how far Jack Sparrow sits back at the end of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
He's not like shaking your hand at the on the shore.
Right.
He's, back a good 15, 20 feet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the show was great. It was done in such a way that, whether you agreed with the president or whether he was your favorite person or not, I feel like there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to go in the show. Respect our country, enjoy the show, feel patriotic when you walked out. There was no issues in our showing.
Yeah.
No one yelled anything out or grumbled or...
And I bet during both Bush, Obama, have had that happen. It's very rare. I think people, you're getting yourself into it. You're on vacation. So I wouldn't be too worried about that. But that's good. Anything else there?
Those were the new things I did.
Yeah.
Obviously went to go ride Pirates one more time. Before they make the big scene change for
it hasn't closed yet.
Closing, I think, in a few weeks.
Yeah, so obviously they're switching out one of the major sequences we've discussed that before. I could see their point. I'm surprised it lasted this long, like we said before. But that's interesting. I'm glad you got to ride it again. We're debating. My girls want to go down. Obviously, my son does too. But they keep talking specifically about Pirates. So I'm trying to see. Have they announced at all like a time frame?
Yeah, they have an open and closed date.
When is it reopened with the new scene? Because they talk about Pirates pretty much every day and saying, "Yo ho ho, Pirates life for me." I know they'd be kind of bummed if we get there. And I pitched to my wife the idea of doing like the land specific day. She loved that idea.
Yeah.
It's just whether I can convince Riker to be like, "Don't go over. We're not going to Buzz Lightyear today," even though it's right there.
Right.
So that's going to be the thing. But I like the idea.
It's good. It's effective.
I like the silence.
2:26 through 3:18 is currently.
Oh, geez, it's down for like no time.
Yeah.
To go in and replace a whole new scene—that's crazy.
Well, they're probably already building it.
I know, but still, just the installation, all that.
I mean, I think everything around it is staying the same. They're mainly just removing a few characters and changing her from being for sale until she's trying to buy weapons.
Yeah. So,
which is a little weird that they're going from one thing that's
sticking with something that's a little odd.
Sticky with.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I look forward to seeing it, but that's interesting. It's only closed for a couple of weeks. It'll be pretty much reopened by spring break for people. So.
Right. And then I think that's they know that they have to make that change before.
Well, if you're watching our Facebook Live group, if you have any questions for Terry, Strip, or any of us, feel free to put them in here now as we start to wrap up this show. Anything else, though, Terry, while you're
The parks were cold. Mm. It was in the 30s one day.
Yes.
And so it's Brazilian tour group season.
Do people show, I say, what's the crowd level? Do you feel a noticeable difference when it's cold?
Oh, noticeable difference. Weights were really low everywhere. The Brazilians looked like they had landed in Antarctica.
I'm sure.
I mean, they were bundled from head to toe, North Face, everything. I mean, you don't see mittens in the Magic Kingdom very often.
It's a new book.
Mittens in the Magic Kingdom.
Mittens in the Kingdom.
Is that a Bart Scott book?
Yeah, Cats the Castle. It's about a cat. Yeah, it's Cats the Castle. Go pick up Cats the Castle.
No
mittens
way.
And Splash Mountain.
What?
No weight.
What was the weight?
Since there was no weight, did you do Splash Mountain?
Splash Mountain's closed, actually. They always close at this time.
Convenient.
Was there a long wait at Pandora?
Did not go to Animal Kingdom. Because it's the one park that I've probably spent the most time at. So I only
I've got a buddy there this week.
2 half days to.
He said the wait yesterday was still like 210
minutes. 800 minutes.
Just crazy.
Yeah, they said this week is a lot more popular than they were expecting. Today, like the lines were crazy again. And I think that's just that shows you also, you know, the part of the economy. People are able to travel more and do more Walt Disney World trips. You're going to see that change.
So I meant to have this name earlier in the show, but Portobello, which is closed right now, is reopening as Terralina Crafted Italian.
So you'll really have
four Italians at Disney Springs.
And Italian at Epcot. And Italian at.
Twice at Epcot.
Almost three. Hollywood Studios, you have Italian. Magic Kingdom, you have Italian. Hollywood Studios, I said you already have Italian. So every park, Animal Kingdom, I don't think there's Italian.
No. Currently not.
Pizza Fari.
Pizza Fari.
That's a close
one. If we count Pizza Fari, there's Italian represented at every location. I don't know about the water parks. You'll tell us when you do your water park trip.
I will.
I mean, pizza, I'm sure. That's water park food.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, I found out Greece. You're going to like this. This is a little bit off topic, but at Volcano Bay, Universal's a new.
That thing looks beautiful.
You're able to drink in the Lazy River.
Stop it.
Oh, no. We just lost.
They give you, they give you a beer with a cap, and you're allowed to go on.
Is it with like a straw?
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I think so.
It was like a sippy cup.
He's in there.
Is it just beer though?
I honestly don't know. I haven't dug that deep, but one of my friends posted a picture with them with a beer floating in. I was like, they let you drink? She's like, yeah, as long as there's a cap on it, I think they don't care. Because here at Nashville Shores, I don't think you're allowed to drink legally in the Lazy River.
I've never been able to drink in the Lazy River. It sounds stupid.
Yeah.
It's real dumb.
Now, game on.
Game on.
Universal up in the game once again.
They're up in it, man. They're like, we're more the adult experience.
Yeah. How about a cap? We just put a cap on it? Fine. Yeah. Done.
Put a cap on it.
Put a cap
That's their new marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
You want a drink? Put a cap on it.
So, speaking of drink, definitely went into our Tutti Gusto.
Yeah.
Love the wine bar. Love the wine bar. Spent a little time, and they're just getting some work done. Scratching out some stuff, having a few beverages,
surfing the internet.
The new margarita stand is finally open, It opened, I think, right after Food and Wine. I hadn't seen it. But it literally looks just like the old margarita stand that used to be where Norway was.
Good.
And it, like, it has the Slurpee machines. That's why I say, because
okay.
That makes sense why I didn't notice it, because it must looks look the exactly the same.
It literally just looks like they just moved it through some Slurpee machine. So
okay.
I was kind of thinking, okay, they're going to have a margarita stand outside and La Cava. Are you people going to be discouraged from going to La Cava? But if you like really great margaritas and you're going to still want to go to La Cava.
Frozen margarita versus a margarita are completely different.
Truth. Different experience.
Right.
Do we have questions? Does anyone?
I can't get my questions to
Brad lunch, says, but... what's the best app at Tuta?
I don't know. I've never really
I still am big with Candy Crush. Okay. That's the one I like to do. What's your favorite app?
My favorite app is, take it out of what he wants.
You know, we just got the
Instagram.
Good app. We just got the olives, which.
Oh, yes. I'm pulling up the menu right now.
The olives. I know it's just olives or whatever, but I was pretty blown away by how much I really, really enjoyed
those olives. My favorite app is Uber Eats.
So Tuta Gusto kind of has like
10 o'clock wings.
Three menus going.
Yeah.
They sort of have like a menu that's focused on apps.
Mm hmm.
They have like almost like a quick service kind of like deli food menu. And then you can order off the regular restaurant menu as well.
Right.
Because I saw people doing that.
And they got, they got the kids menu.
I loved their meatballs. They had little mini meatballs that I thought were pretty great.
Mm. Wade asked another question. Said, I have 5 nights booked at the Grand Floridian for wine and dine half marathon weekend. My wife wants to stay at the Polynesian. Switch or hold steady? I don't know, where do you need to go? I guess for wine and dine, you're going to have to travel. You're not like walking to where it starts, presumably. Where, I don't know where it starts, but I assume it's in the Epcot area. So it doesn't, that, you know, the actual effect on your marathon doesn't seem, wouldn't change. But man, that's a hard call. They're both pretty different resorts.
If you're in the DVC rooms at the Polynesian, you can walk to Ticket and Transportation Center really quickly.
Yeah.
And avoid the whole loop.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the only thing that the Grand Floridian, it's one stop from the Magic Kingdom, but then you got to work your way all the way back around when you're done. So it's kind of like the reverse for Contemporary. So
it's
a
really
plus and minus.
If you, which resort you prefer.
Yeah, stylistically, what do you like? I'm a
Polynesian man, I think.
I think I'm a Polynesian man, but I think I've spent more time in the lobby of the Grand Floridian than I have. Mm. Like the lobby of the Polynesian, there's not, I mean, there's like a nice display. But there's
not
really
parrots in there.
Not as much anymore. Not as much of that kind of stuff. I feel like you don't see. There's just two kind of cool stores and Kona. And good restaurants. The Grand Floridian, I feel like you can go hang in that lobby.
A common area.
Listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
They do the bands. I know it's temporarily on hold. They do princesses. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the lobby.
The stormtroopers come in.
Yeah, like in the commercial. The woman by the counter turns into a fairy.
False
She's living in one of those birdhouses.
They make it more of an experience, just the lobby of that.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say I'd change, but it is a different. Mm-hmm. If you plan on spending time in the lobby of your hotel, then I would say it did this stay on track. I think the Grand Floridian's a good choice. If you plan on just traveling, then maybe look to the Polynesian. Let's see if there's any other comments. I think this is kind of it. There's a couple others, but most of them are. Let's see. Are the backstage tours worth it? That's from Mark. Again, depends on the price point, which one you want to do, and how many times you've gone to Walt Disney World.
I think the cheaper ones are definitely worth it.
Yeah, I've heard those are great. Like
this behind the scenes tour is kind of cool if you're into like gardening. If you like
the ones that are like a couple hours or less.
The elephant tour, I love elephants, so it was like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, those sound cool. Like, I would like to do those. I haven't done many of them, to be honest. The backstage tours are more just, do you want to see backstage? I mean, that's sort of your decision, and if you like that, it may be worth it for you. And sometimes, if you've gone to Walt Disney World 100 times, it could be a good little change. Good little try something new. All right, well, I don't really see a whole lot of comments coming in, mainly because my system's not working super great.
Someone was asking about... Valentine's. If you were doing a Valentine's Day advanced dining reservation, what would you do?
Where would I go on Valentine's? I'm not sure. Maybe, I like Paddlefish a lot. That's a random one that I bet you could still probably get into.
Yeah.
The food is really good. The experience is pretty fairly high-end feeling. They're doing a cool thing, a crab fest thing on February something 20th, I think 22nd. My wife and I were talking about, like, maybe we go down because it's our 10th anniversary, where you sit on the rooftop. I bet they're doing something for Valentine's Day too. Sit on the rooftop and they serve you five different courses of crab. And it sounded like fun. So that's something that I'd say paddlefish. I know it's a random one. Morimoto obviously is what I go to for a lot of things, and there's different ones in each park. But paddlefish, I feel like you probably can still get into and is a pretty cool experience. Though a decent amount of walking to actually get to the restaurant. Not terrible, but you know, it is what it is.
I think obviously your deluxe table service, if you're going to make an ADR for Valentine's Day, California Grill. We like Artist Point. And that's where we had our first meal when we were on our honeymoon. So we always like that one. It tends to be quieter. You know, that's the other thing is on Valentine's Day, I might try to sneak over to Tutto Gusto, get a table in the corner and just kind of hang out for a few hours rather than trying to
that would be
get
our
some
plan.
Crazy dinner reservation.
We really liked it.
Yeah, it's just we super really chill and
good memories.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else? Want to chime in off?
I have an unrelated topic I'm very excited about.
Before what? You do that, hang on. I have a question for Logan about the Crab Fest.
Yep.
Did you sign up for like an email? Like, how did you know that that specific location was doing something on day?
I saw someone tweet about it. So follow us. I retweeted it on WDW Today podcast. And they are putting, it's a special ticketed event. Here, let me find the actual information about it because it looked pretty cool. Let me pull it up here. Also, there's a thread right now on our Twitter where we're trying to figure out who designed the mural in Norway.
Mm.
And we're getting closer to the facts.
Banksy.
It's Banksy.
Banksy.
Pre-painting the walls.
Yeah.
He was painting big redheaded men. Oil mining. I don't know if you oil mine.
Why do you want to know who painted that? Do you have to do some mural work at the house?
It's intriguing to me because it's such an odd piece.
The answer to that is yes.
Well, I wouldn't mind getting like a signed
print.
Looking
for a new car wrap.
But the fact that that was on display, like this whole like bizarre, like because part of it is like cool and it's the Vikings, but then they moved into the oil rig.
And there's also like children playing on a rock beside it.
It's a weird.
It's a great mural.
Mural that I loved and I kind of wish that I would know a little more about it. So hopefully we'll find out. It's the Rooftop Crab Dinner by Paddlefish, February 21st, $75 a person. Go crazy for crab at Paddlefish. And you buy the tickets through Eventbrite. Oh. You know, so it's like not done through Disney's website or anything like that. You must be 21 to attend. Yeah. So there you go. And if you're a Levy preferred member, that helps you out too, I think. It's pretty cool. They have four courses. That's running at $75, 7 o'clock at night. And that's a...
That actually seems like kind of a good deal.
It
because
does.
It's not a cheap restaurant by any means.
And you get wine with that.
Oh.
It includes tax and gratuity. So, make your trips now. Okay, unrelated.
A lot.
Then we'll start to.
I'm very excited because they just announced a director to the Sword and the Stone live action movie, which that was my favorite animated.
Denzel Washington.
That's him. No, his name is
Jacob.
Juan Carlos Fresnadillo, I think. But he directed 28 Days Later, which I think wasn't that a scary movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie.
But I'm excited about this. It's got a screenplay. A script by one of the guys from Game of Thrones. It was my favorite animated movie, so I'm just really excited about it.
I just found out that was a thing like last week that they were remaking.
Oh, man.
I thought it was like a joke.
But I'm excited.
It's a thing.
No, that's the Dundee.
Dundee.
That's a joke.
Yeah, that's a joke.
Joke trailer if you haven't seen that around. We'll be proven right. All right, the only other thing that I'd say is, hey, Vinnie Vincent returned.
Uh-oh.
So if you followed us on our other WDW Today Adventures where I discussed at length the return, the impending return of shredding rock legend, member of Kiss for a couple of years, Vinnie Vincent. He has returned. And
is it legit?
There's a lot of layers to that question, Logan.
There's a lot of questions to still be had.
I want answered.
He performed. He was very
appreciative. What do you mean by legit?
The stories were great.
Like, we didn't know if this was a stunt double.
He looks a lot. You know, this is not
this is not the double you would choose for yourself. We'll put it that way.
I'm not putting no hate on Vinnie Vincent. I love Vinnie Vincent, and
I'm not hating.
We'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
But you guys can do some digging yourself and check out Vinnie Vincent. He's, you can find YouTube. They had a little bit of an invasion reunion, so it was cool. I was not there. I was at Ring of Honor Wrestling because they take my loves and they separate them. They're like, you got to pick. You got to pick Kiss or wrestling. What are you going to go with? And wrestling down the street was a little bit better because I thought Vinnie Vincent maybe wasn't going to show up because we were listening to a 4 hour supposed to be or 2 hours supposed to be interview, and he showed up 15 minutes before the show was over. So the whole time we're like, he's not showing.
We were expecting him not to show.
I'm kind of bummed that he showed.
Yeah.
Like, there's part of me that kind of, since I wasn't there, wanted him to not show up and be like, they're like, well, he didn't make it. But he showed up, spent 3 days with fans, seemed like a really gracious guy. And good for him. Good for you, Vinny. I knew you were going to say that. All right. I think that's a good place to wrap up this week on WW Day. Thank you, Terry. I'm Logan Secula.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm The Grease.
And we'll see you on the next show.